The 2006 International AIDS Conference, Time to Deliver, brought to you by KaiserNetwork.org.
The International AIDS Conference.
The 16th International AIDS Conference began today by addressing the need for a coordinated and comprehensive approach to HIV that includes elements some say are often overlooked.
Protection of human rights is an HIV prevention strategy. It's not an add-on.
Mark Haywood is with South Africa's AIDS Law Project.
That we've reached a point in the AIDS epidemic globally where we have many resources, many technologies that are available both for prevention and for treatment, which give us the capability to save hundreds of thousands, potentially millions of lives, both in terms of people already infected and people and preventing new HIV infections. But what that does is it puts an even greater onus on governments to provide the political leadership to make sure that health systems and governance gets those technologies and implements them in a way that is effective in curtailing and mitigating the AIDS epidemic. And
Carol McKay of Jamaica's Portland's AIDS Committee called for young people to play a critical leadership role in stopping HIV.
HIV and AIDS is affecting the world, but the fastest and hardest hit is our young. Therefore, there is no need for convincing that the right mechanisms should be in place to combat this epidemic and fast.
One mechanism is funding, and an analysis of the potential effects of funding scale-up for treatment in developing countries shows it's possible to dramatically curtail the long-term economic impact of HIV. That's according to Jean-Paul Moati of the University of Marseille.
That it's worth investing in the massive response. And it's very important to do it as soon as possible. That's why we said time is costly. And what we're adding to that to some extent is that also at the macro level, at the level of a global economic policy of a country, this is very important.
Initial scientific findings presented at the conference by Lee Peterson from Family Health International showed potential promise for safely reducing the risk of HIV infection with a daily dose of the antiretroviral tenofovir. Dubbed pre-exposure prophylaxis, the idea is to offer another protection option.
And what we know works are condoms. And the problem is that not everyone is able to negotiate condom use at all times. So we need additional tools in order to help these women and men protect themselves in these particular cases where they cannot negotiate condom use. We will never, if this is found to be effective and there is widespread use, we will always say that this needs to be used with condoms. It won't be a mono treatment.
Researchers caution that while preliminary trial results showed the drug tenofovir safe, the number of HIV infections that occurred during the study was not enough to show statistical significance to conclude pre-exposure prophylaxis works. Jill Braden-Balderas, KaiserNetwork.org.